Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your mother Mary, who once more journeys to you. As you come into your elevation, returning to the embrace of the many, and I am with you, and this is actual. I see you and I feel you. You gently allow all sense of containment to dissipate. Though you are seated amongst the material world, you draw your conscious awareness ever more upwards and inwards. Finding the true breath, the true heartbeat, as you come to rest. We begin to deepen. As you fall inward, as if the spirit of self were a vast, vast well. And we may say in this instance that as you fall inwards, you fall into the night sky. There is a deep, velvety darkness with points of illumination scattered across it. And we sense that it is beyond measure. And within this inky darkness, there is a profound and powerful sense of both reassurance, ancientness, and more love than can ever be imagined. It is, in fact, an embrace, this dark light, this deep light. And in its depth, it serves to highlight and hold aloft points of illumination that we name creation. And as we fall, embraced as we are, we gaze effortlessly upon these marvelous illuminations that suggest to us our own cosmos and the earthly night sky. And we hold our breath, so to speak, for we are entranced, absolutely entranced, for we know within the depth of our spirit that these seemingly tiny points of illumination are whole divine creations. And our creation and all the multiple dimensions of being within it is one of these, amongst what appears to be an infinite number. Everyone distinct, whole and complete unto itself. Not simply multiverses, which are part of the physical domain, but whole creation. And we are but one, held within the divine embrace. And the curiosity of the human spirit is such that we wonder at whether each creation also has souls that exist within it, or forms of sentience. Are this intimate, infinite number of creations similar to ours? We can never know, but only wonder. But we do understand that if our creation within which we exist, and that our existing as the many within our creation, serves to be a reflection of the face of God, then each pinpoint of illumination reveals to us another face of God. That is beyond our comprehension. As we are surrounded by the deep, deep light, that which is outside of creation, yet sustains and supports it, we are reminded that there is a facelessness to God also. We are the outward reflection, and in our togetherness, we form the face of God of our creation. But the one whom is all is in fact faceless. Do you see? That is a very, very powerful and sacred observation. It cannot be expanded upon, the idea of it, for that is fruitless and places a limitation upon it. The facelessness of God. And even the deep, dark light does not represent this, for its inky depth is apparent to us. The idea of the facelessness of God, however, It's a very ancient one, though I speak not of time. It draws us into a point of origin within our soul that is in fact beyond our reach, but we have a sense of it nonetheless. That there is something our soul understands but cannot articulate, that is the most profound and powerful thing of all. While ever we are of creation, it is held from our view. While ever we are not of creation, then it is not necessary that we know. A seeming contradiction. But we can pull from this soul memory that remains and shall always remain unspoken and undefined. It is where our sense of holiness and sacredness originates. It is the wellspring of our wonderment. A wonderment that is not dependent upon creation. And even the word God is not apt, for it is suggestive. But I have no word, for there is no word. We look to the feeling. A distant feeling. Though I speak of that which is inherently abstract and seems far beyond relevance to the human domain, I say to you, we speak of such things because it can inspire the human spirit into wonderment. Into a seeking and sense of sacredness. And for humanity in particular, a sense of quest. A questing to something intangible. But which inspires greater self-revelation and nobility. Pay no heed to the material world and its fluctuations, that is to say, the turmoil seemingly so prevalent upon your world. For these things are ephemera, when we touch upon and pull through from the distant echo of ancientness. We gain a powerful sense of this, of how much ephemera this world holds. A passing theatre? So pay no heed. What comes and goes, comes and goes. Simply focus upon your contribution to what transcends the ephemera. Though we say it often, and shall say it evermore, it always holds you in good stead. Love, joy, beauty. And I am Mary, Adonai.